Ian's Gone Postal. Episode 4, Sarah's Song.
Half an hour extra. Not yet.
Mummy.
Shit, how did he get in here again?
Mummy.
Both of them. Lads, it's 5:30. I've hit snooze button. Go back to sleep for a bit.
But Mummy.
Sleep.
Charles wet the bed again.
Take him downstairs and get him his cereal.
Sorry.
Accidents happen. Go and get the cereal. Fuck's sake. Every fucking time. I need a lock for that bloody door. Ah, my stomach. It's been 3 sodden weeks now. Another reason they need to stay out of your bed. First the gastro. Now whatever the hell this is. Coffee. Need coffee.
Just made a mess. Enough. Yeah, you did.
Enough. Are you finished?
Yes.
Go get changed then.
I want to watch Power Rangers.
Did you do your homework?
Yes.
Including your French?
That's not school homework. That's your homework.
Go get your brother and yourself dressed first. Then TV. Where's my uni work gone? It was on the table. It's not on the floor, not on the counter. No, it's hanging on the fridge. And is it? Yep, covered in milk. At least they hung it up to dry this time. That was nice. Nearly there. You love them. No matter what they do, you'll always love them. Just remember that.
Hey, Giles, kick me!
Liar!
Mummy!
Say sorry.
I cannot.
No.
Sorry.
Much better. Here, who's that over there? Go say hi.
Charlie!
Morning, lads. You there, Sarah?
Morning, John. How's tricks?
Ah, grand. Apart from young Charlie here, she just keeps piling on the weight. She's behaving dead weird today. Eating everything she can get her paws on.
You taking her to the vet yet?
Nah. You think I should? I mean, I don't want to waste her time.
I think it might be an idea, just in case. Anyway, best be getting this pair in school before the bell. You take care.
Come on, Tubba. See you later, lads.
Bye, Charlie. When Charlie has his puppies, can we get one of them?
Given that Tiddles is rumoured to be the father, I don't think it'd fit in the house.
But puppies are small.
And they grow big, just like you two. And it's hard enough to look after you without having to worry about a dog pissing all over the place too.
That was the word wrong.
Sorry. Don't repeat that. Right, here you go. Big kiss for Mummy.
I love you.
You too. See you this Avo. Ah, bollocks. There's that posh postman twat. Looks kinda cute in his uniform though. No. No! He treated you like shit. You took him in, looked after him, and then he just tossed you aside like the rest of them. Just be nice and walk on. That's all he deserves.
Hi, Sarah.
Ian? Well, I best be getting on.
Sarah, wait.
Yep. See you around.
Man alive, not again!
Junior!
Thanks.
See ya. Stop staring at it and eat it. It's just a fry-up, what's wrong with you? It's not that. Can't be that. You've got the implant, and it's not like that soft posting muppet was even up to the job. Just eat the breakfast.
Right, Prego, how's it going?
It's Sarah.
What?
My name is Sarah. I give you the courtesy of calling you Old Maggie, you can return the favour. You're snapping like you were with Junior. Sure it's not.
All right, cool your jets.
Start calling me by my name and then I'll cool my jets, okay? Yep, snapping like you were with Giles too. Hey, Tiddles. Bumped into Charlie earlier, and she looks like she's got a few in the oven. Excited?
Here, leave him alone. He's getting out today with this situation.
He doesn't look convinced, and neither do you.
Aye, whatever. Speak to you later when she's sorted out whatever this soupy shite is all about.
See you, Tiddles. Maybe a test would be a good idea. But you can't afford it. I mean, you can't even afford this bloody breakfast that you're not able to eat. Stay calm. Everything's normal. Fuck. See, you weren't sick. You've just got an upset stomach, that's all. Those two you love so much, it was just them bringing something home from school. Nothing to it. And done. You're super mum. That's who you damn well are. Lads are at school, sheets are washed, breakfast sort of eaten, now coursework. Wonder if it's dried yet. Seems alright. A bit milky, but all good. They're just notes, remember. It's all online, and you don't know a single thing about your clusterfuck of a life. You're your own judge, and once you've qualified, you take those two and get out of this backwater hellhole and make a better life for... No, no, no! Fleeing on a bus to get a pregnancy test from Tesco the next town over, this is a new low. When did you start caring about what everyone else thought of you? That name, Pregnant Sarah. So what? You love your kids, you've no regrets, why do you care now? And there's Two Eyes. What the hell is he doing on the bus? Here he comes and... Yep, he's seen you. Just be civil, just be polite.
Alright, Prego Sarah, where are you off to?
Just need to pop out to the supermarket next town over. Read something about the logo having dodgy bananas.
What? Oh, I just bought a bunch after bastards. I'll be having a word with them down the store.
Why are you on a bus anyway? What happened to your aunt?
Aye, there's been a bit of an issue there with Seagull Pete. Here, mind having a word with Junior and maybe he can fix it for us?
He's his own wee man. Get him a Power Rangers toy and he'll probably take a look for you. You're nearly there. Deep breaths. I wonder who first thought about peeing in a stick to find out if your life was about to change. I bet it was a man. Nice having a digital one this time round. With such a thin pink line with Giles that you nearly missed him. How long does it take anyway? Just calm down, your heart's racing, you've got the implant, you'll be fine. Get this negative result, go home, finish your coursework, collect... Shit. What do you do now? What the hell do you do? The course finishes in 7 months, so you'll be fine. A newborn at the graduation, but that's a small price to pay. Maybe you could not follow through with this one. Two's enough. But you thought that with the other two and look at them now. They're your life. This one could be a part of your life too. What the hell are you going to do? You idiot. You absolute moron. You total fucking... What the hell is he doing sitting there?
Sarah, you okay? Have you been crying?
What do you want?
I'm just delivering your letters.
Do you see that letterbox shaped thing? Just drop them in there and trot on. I think we've said all that needs to be said, alright?
No, not alright.
No? Just give me the letters and piss off. I'm sick and tired of all this.
No, I spoke to my therapist. and she said I need to start addressing my problems.
I'm one of your problems. Nicey and very nice.
Oh, Jesus Christ, not like that. Talk to me. You don't have to invite me in. I royally screwed up, and I get that, but just talk to me, please.
Okay.
Thanks. You looked after me, and I treated you like shit. I was wrong, and you deserve so much better than that.
Get away from the door.
Well, I'm just trying to...
Now! Not now. Why now? Nearly there. Nearly. Why?
Sarah? Holy shit!
Just fuck off. Go away.
No.
Get the hell away from me.
I'm not going anywhere.
What? Get out of my damn house.
No, I'm going to stay right here, and when you're done, we're going to talk, and then I'll leave you alone.
Holy hell, this hurts. God, Allah, Buddha, L. Ron Hubbard, whoever is in charge up there, please make it stop, and just get this useless bastard out of the house. Wait, is he holding your hair back?
Want some water?
Oh, just chuck it up. Tell him to get his hands off you. What are you waiting for? The hair thing is nice, though. Fuck, what are you thinking? He used you, treated you like crap, and then did this to you. But he is being nice. Maybe just let him hold your hair, get you water, and then talk for a while. And he seems to be taking this really well, which is odd.
Shit, 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 shit. What the fuck have you done? Shit, 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 shit. Run, run, run away right now.
You okay?
What? Yeah, great. Just wanted to make sure you're all good. She's holding your hand. She's holding your damn hand. Run and don't look back. Just run for your damn life. Shit.
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Ian was played by James Kane. Sarah by Yvonne Smith. Blind John by Evans Dixon. Yvine by Kirstine Swinney. Two Eyes by Alistair Rennie. Giles by Lachlan Gray. Junior by Callan Gray. And Old Maggie by Claire McEwen. The podcast was recorded and engineered by Benjamin Brown at La Chunky Recording Studios. The music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions, and the credits were read by Charlie Ryle. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.